Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to a really powerful, beautiful experience. If you have a desire to understand the whole Catholic spiritual life better, if you just want to grow more deeply in prayer and virtue, but also if you have a desire to have real impact, to help others grow in their spiritual life, we've really developed a fantastic program. It's called the Catholic Spiritual Mentoring Program. It's designed to help you go deeper in the spiritual life and then equip you with very practical tools to help the people in your life, your family, your friends, your colleagues, but also to be available to be a spiritual mentor for others. If you have a desire to grow and to help others, this is for you. Our next cohort, our next session begins this spring, 2026. All you got to do is go to schooloffaith.com and just click on Become a Spiritual Mentor today. Today we celebrate the feast of Mother Teresa. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Mother Teresa was born in Albania in 1910, and she entered the Sisters of Loreto in 1928. She served in Bengal, India, as a teacher for girls from wealthy families. However, in 1942, she made a vow to give God anything he might ask and not refuse him anything. Then on Tuesday, September 10th, 1946, on a train bound for Darjeeling, she had a mystical encounter with Christ. She saw a big crowd of people who cried out to her, "Come, come, save us, bring Jesus to us." And then she heard the voice of Jesus pleading with her, "Come, come, carry me into the holds of the poor. Come be my light." This double invitation from the crowd, of the poor and from Jesus, echoed throughout her life. But at first, she hesitated because she had a stable, safe, and pretty comfortable life. However, Jesus again spoke to her with words that cut to her heart. "You have come to India for me. The thirst you had for souls brought you so far. Are you afraid to take one more step for me, for souls? Is your generosity grown cold? Am I a second to you? You did not die for souls. That is why you don't care what happens to them. Your heart was never drowned in sorrow, as it was my mother's. We both gave our all for souls. And you? You are afraid that you will lose the life you had. No. Your vocation is to love and suffer and save souls. And by taking this step, you will fulfill my heart's desire for you. That is your vocation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. About that same time, Mother Teresa read a biography of Saint Francis Cabrini, who left her home in Italy to be a missionary to immigrants in America in 1889. Reflecting on her life, Mother Teresa wrote, "Mother Cabrini did not wait for souls to come to her. She went to them with zealous workers. Why can't I do the same for Jesus here in India?" Yet Mother Teresa did not feel, well, capable. In reply, Jesus said to her, "You are, I know, the most incapable person, weak and sinful. But just because you are that, I want to use you for my glory. Wilt thou refuse?" So, in 1948, she left the comfort and security of her convent, walking through the gates with 5 rupees, the equivalent of 5 pennies, to go out into the dark holes of the slums of India to bring the light of Jesus to them, to people steeped in the darkness of sin and abandoned by any help in the world. And from that day forward, her aim was to bring souls to God and God to souls. In 1950, 12 women joined her and the Missionaries of Charity began. About this, she writes, The aim of the missionaries of charity is to satiate the thirst of Jesus on the cross for love and souls. Today, the missionaries of charity number more than 5,000 members in 766 homes, serving the poor in 139 different countries. Like Mother Cabrini before her, Mother Teresa was adamant. We will not wait for souls to come to us. We will go in search of them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Mother Teresa knew that she and those who joined her were totally incapable to bring the light of Jesus to those in darkness. She was convinced that the work of comforting those in the greatest need would be impossible without the continual grace that Jesus gives in the Eucharist and through a deep life of prayer. So Mother Teresa made it her priority to begin every day with an hour in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament and to receive Jesus in the Mass. She knew, as she said, Jesus would have to do everything we have just to follow. On days in which she had too much to do, she would spend 2 hours in prayer, confident that while things might be humanly impossible for her, nothing was impossible for God if she relied on Him. But she also consecrated her life to Mary and was devoted to the Rosary. In fact, the rule of the missionaries of charity was never to go to the slums without first praying the Rosary. Mother Teresa would say, "Cling to the Rosary, for without Our Lady, we cannot stand." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In 1982, the Israeli Air Force carried out daily bombing raids on Beirut, Lebanon, in its efforts to destabilize the country and gain more of the Golan Heights. During these raids, 36 disabled children had been abandoned in a hospital in West Beirut that was heavily damaged. Mother Teresa heard about this and flew from India to rescue the children. She met with several military officers and politicians and asked for a fleet of Red Cross trucks to go and pick up the children tomorrow. The U.S. ambassador retorted, "This is impossible. We need a ceasefire first, and there is no chance it will come tomorrow." "Oh, but I have been praying to Our Lady," Mother Teresa stated confidently, "and I have asked her to let us have a ceasefire here tomorrow." The ambassador didn't quite know what to do. He stared incredulously at Mother Teresa and said, "Mother, I believe in prayer, but don't you think that the time limit is a little, well, you know, short?" "Oh, no," Mother Teresa responded. "I am certain that we will have the ceasefire tomorrow." Trying in vain to conceal his skepticism, he placated her quietly. "Mother, if we have a ceasefire, I will personally make the arrangements to see that you go to West Beirut tomorrow." Mother Teresa's response was simply, "We shall pray." Then she pulled an all-nighter in prayer in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And to everyone's surprise, well, except for Mother Teresa, a ceasefire was declared the next morning at sunrise. You can watch for yourselves on YouTube the convoy of red trucks carrying those children to safety and a big smile on Mother Teresa's face. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Mother Teresa said, Calcutta is everywhere, and warned that the greatest poverty is not material, but spiritual. She said, the most serious form of poverty is to live without God. Hunger, thirst, and homelessness, these are tragedies, but they will end. Spiritual poverty, living without a relationship with God, can last forever. Now, you might think, I'm no Mother Teresa. I just want to help my family and friends get to heaven. Well, that's exactly our call. Our mission is to help our loved ones to friendship with Jesus through our friendship with them. Now, the cure for spiritual poverty has three parts. First, that we commit to friendship with God through daily meditation on His Word in the Rosary, just as Our Lady has asked. But then we have to foster, do all that we can to develop a deep friendship with those God has placed in our lives, seeking to know them, understand them, love and care for them. But to do that, we're going to have to break free from our addiction to screens and the entertainment that keeps us from pursuing deep friendship with others. If we want friendship with God and others, we must reclaim our attention. Put down the phone. Turn off the TV. Pick up your rosary. Pray. And then look into the eyes of the people you live with and get to know them. Can you hear those around you? Come, come, save us. Bring us to Jesus. And can you hear Jesus? Wilt thou refuse? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to share with all of you something very, very important. Because there have been no pilgrims to the Holy Land in the last 2 years, there are forces that want to shut down all of our holy sites. And the only way that we can keep them open, like the sacred site of Calvary and the empty tomb of the resurrection, as well as the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem and all the others, the only way we can keep them open is if we go. The only way to keep them open is for there to be Christian pilgrims. So I want to invite you to join me and Teresa on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land this November 8th. But if you can't go then, but are interested in going sometime in the near future, and especially in 2026, just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on pilgrimages, and there you will find the place for the Holy Land. Our hope is to bring many pilgrimages in 2026, but we're going now on November 8th, and it'll be a great time to go because there's no one there. So join us on this special mission of keeping our holy sites open. Well, Teresa, this is one of the Teresas you're named after. I was very much immersed in the life and writings of Mother Teresa in the spring leading up to your birth in June.
Well, I appreciate that. I think she's always been... I've always appreciated that whenever I ask which Teresa I was named after, you just kind of say all of them or give different answers at different times, because it's allowed me to get close to all of them individually. And at the end of the day, there's just a really good long line of Teresas.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have the great Teresa of mm-hmm. Avila, and Therese of Lisieux, and Mother Teresa, and Edith Stein.
Mm-hmm. Teresa of the Cross.
Yep, Teresa, blessed by the cross.
Yeah.
At least four good ones.
There's honestly countless, which is incredible. But I agree that there's something special about Mother Teresa, especially just such a modern saint. And I loved this meditation talking so much about how weak and unprepared she felt. And God fully confirmed it too. He's like, you're not, it's not that you're just really made for this. This is going to be hard. You are weak. And I chose you anyways. And I think that's exactly the confidence we should approach everything with.
Yeah.
Am I made for this? Am I good at this? Am I the best at this thing? No. And God let me do this anyways.
Yes, he called you to do it anyway, because it's the power of God working.
Mm-hmm. Because I think there's such a pervasive, what's the right word for it? What do they call it?
Where you feel like an imposter?
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking of. Where even the best feel like they shouldn't be there, because you'll never actually be good enough to say, I'm better than anyone else, and I can quantify that, and I know it, and I deserve to be here. The only thing that actually makes you feel like you should be here is that God put you here, and that's the only thing that you do know.
Yeah.
You just know that you are here. You're the guy for the job because you're here.
That's right.
Because these are the people you're around. I also, it's like such a clear call that Mother Teresa's story isn't telling us all that we need to be the people that go to India, or Francis Cabrini's stories, and that, I mean, immigrants in New York, it's such a specific call at the time, but that we all do have a specific call.
Yeah.
And that just, won't you take that one step closer to me? Because those, it's different calls in all of our different lives, but we are all called to something.
The thing that I've been thinking about most, actually thinking about a lot since early this morning, is that because of TV and then computers and then the phone, we've really lost the art of friendship and good conversation, how to be present to people, how to really develop relationships. And I was thinking, you know, we really need to train people in the art of conversation and friendship. And then it dawned on me, no, we don't. If you will remove your source of addiction, if you'll shut off your TV, get rid of your TV, if you'll put away your screens, break your addiction to these news and shows and YouTube, and you'll be so bored.
Yeah.
You'll do everything possible to develop contact with the people in your life. You'll be like, here's what it'll be like. If you will get rid of all your screens, I mean, just stop being addicted to them, you'll feel like you're on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're alone on a desert island, you're desperate to talk to anybody. Then you'll be perfectly prepared.
Yeah. You're right. I think we learn to be bad at conversation. But you know who I don't have to teach to have conversation? My 5-year-old nephew. If I want to talk to him, I just have to show up, and he will do the rest. He'll talk your ear off, and you're going to have a funny but fantastic conversation. They just love to talk. They'll talk to you about anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have to be taught how to do that. They just talk. But it's when we disconnect, when we're not really present to people. That's the only way to not have a conversation. Because other than that, a conversation is just going to be listening and asking questions and
That's
answering
it.
Thoughtfully.
That's it. What it takes.
There's no right way to do it. You can do it really wrong and still have a good conversation.
Yeah. All it takes is attention. Just give others your attention and ask questions.
I will say there's no deeper wound in conversation than when you're telling someone something and they pull out their phone. It's devastating.
I think the dark holes of the slums that we face are the isolation of all the people right around us. The dark holes of the slums are people holding their phone in their hand and totally absorbed. They're in a dark hole. Those are the people we got to go to.
But I think part of getting people out of it isn't being aggressive. And I think the way we talk about, I was looking back on it, I've never liked my own addiction to my phone. And it's always been something I've been struggling against since I was a teenager with a phone. But it's not effective to just be like, oh, those teenagers are always on their phones, or just get off your dang phone. Like, just get over yourself. Because it's frustrating when you're kind of suffering from an addiction and it feels so hard to stop. And then someone's also just yelling at you for it, but you just don't feel like... What you have to do is you have to offer people your attention. You have to offer them something better. You have to offer them a real experience.
Yes.
Something that's better and more captivating than just being on your phone.
Yeah. So, okay, then what resolution can I have?
I think one thing is to make plans with people where phones aren't an option.
You know, it was so much fun last night when we went and played pool.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, if you're on your phone at the pool hall, someone's going to take your table.
Yeah. But it was so awesome. Put the phone down, take the pool cue in your hand, and play.
Mm-hmm.
And talk.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a really active activity. You don't have to be that good at it. We were all kind of the same level. And it's fun just to walk around the table, talk, play some pool. I love doing stuff like that. I like doing real activities with people where phones are not an option.
Yeah.
Because you can't just say, get off your phone. We all want to get off our phones. We all feel the weight of that addiction, but you have to replace it with something better.
So how about this for a resolution? That we all pray for the creative power of the Holy Spirit for good fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good interactive fun where we can talk.
It's nice when the resolution can be go have fun.
Yeah. That was literally my resolution yesterday. I prayed, Holy Spirit, inspire me to do something fun tonight.
That was great.
And then the thought came, let's go play pool.
I'll say it. I don't like going to the pool, not, you know, playing pool, but the pool. But one thing I do appreciate about it is you really can't have your phone in the water.
That's true. That's a good point.
So the pool is not a bad place to be.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.